Motocasino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and buenos dias. Welcome back to the Daily News Flash. How are you all doing? We are live on the Sean Atwood channel. It's Monday. Is it Monday? Yeah, it's Monday, right? Yeah, it's Monday. I don't know when people will be joining us, but I have got some interesting things to go over with you lovely people. I hope you're all having a good day. Hope you have a good weekend. I am still not able to light myself properly. All right. I am rectifying that this week, though. It's all coming together in this little space. And this one light I've got there's just a madness going on with this light. Wonder if I try and stick it over here. My nose is shiny. What is that? All right, let's just stick this over here. All right, that'll do. Lisa, I'm good. MMC, what is happening? Wild Aussie woman, Guanita, what is happening, everybody? I hope we're having a good day. So what was everyone's weekend like? Let me know if anyone did anything interesting, if anybody was up to anything out of the ordinary. Let us know. I am in the deep phases. Oh, God, hang on a second. One second. Yo, I'm live on my daily podcast. I'll phone you as soon as I'm done, okay? Goodbye, mate. That's an interesting call. That's the hunter team, shall we say, that took down the member of the royal service, shall we say, the painter. If any of you seen that show at the end of last year, I think it was, the start of this year. It's a long weekend in Canada. Nice. Spent 3 hours trying to get Oasis tickets. Damn. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. That's exactly who it was. So there's some stuff coming up that we're just waiting on coming to an end. And there's a couple of previous cases that they've done that I'm wanting to do videos on, because some of their stuff is just, it's wild, man. It is wild. And there we go. So what did I do at the weekend? What did I do at the weekend? Thor, my dog, is not very well. It's quite stressful, if I'm being honest. I don't know what he's doing. He's like eating slugs or something, and it's like proper poisoning him, and he's just in a bad way. Tornado speed winds in torrential rain in Melbourne, Australia. Damn. Well, I hope you're okay. Bronwyn, that's a cool name. That is a very cool name. Stay safe. They are from your neck of the woods. I love them. And what? Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're just down south from me, actually. Yeah, they're a good group. They are a very, very good group. Thor, he'll be all right. He does it to himself like every couple of weeks. I just don't know what he's doing in the garden. Like, he's eating something in the garden, right? So he's now banned. Yeah, be careful on some snail. Yeah, Guanita, it's scary. So, needless to say, if, you know, it may be a vet trip tomorrow if he's still how he is. So It's Welsh, but my folks are Scots. It's very well with little damage. Good, good. You know, the maddest thing that I've seen in Australia was when was it lockdown and all the mice that were like, why was, oh no, it was the fires. It was the fires. It was after the fires. That's what it was. It was after the fires and all the things that eat the mice. Obviously, a lot of them got burnt up. And there's these dudes just living their life like farming out in the outback. And they, like, there were stories of people like lying in their houses, terrified at night, hearing the like wave of mice hitting their house. It's crazy. It was one of the crazy things I've ever seen. And then those big mad spider webs, mad. Australia really terrifies me. The nature out there is just serious. Yeah, well, I don't know if it was somewhere. I don't know if it, it could be toads. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, he's, like I say, he's drinking, he's eating, he's a bit wobbly on his feet. He's not making any pain noises or anything like that. He just looks like, he looks like he's been on like a 3-day bender and he's now just coming to terms with what he's doing. Yeah, how good is freaking Highlander? Like, they must be remaking Highlander, right? Let's have a look. They don't make new movies now, they just make Marvel Universe and stuff they've made before. Let's have a look. Holy Jeebus. Is it freaking Henry Cavill? Shut up. Shut up. This has got to be a lie. This can't be real. This can't be real, surely. Whoa. Are we getting Henry Cavill as freaking Highlander? Is it a series or is that a movie? Oh man, the movie is about, okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And Cavill's doing the 40K series as well, the Warhammer series. Yes. All right. We can trust in Cavill. All right. Okay, we can trust this man. Okay, it's all in safe hands. But yeah, that's freaking sweet. That is sweet. Yeah, we do like a bit of Highlander. All right, let's jump into some news stuff because this first one is freaking terrifying. Tourist helicopter crashes on volcano, a flight killing 22 passengers. I mean, what? The M18 helicopter took off close to the Vachankzhets volcano. In the Kamchatka region. I mean, this sounds Russian. I'm not going to lie. Instantly now. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's Russian. Okay, so now I'm very suspicious of this entire thing. Sorry to, you know, profile you there, Russia. A tourist helicopter flying near a volcano in Russia's far east crashed, killing 22 passengers after going missing in bad weather conditions. Russian's emergencies ministry said the bodies of 17 people have been found and that rescuers were continuing to search for the remaining occupants. The helicopter, which was operated by Vityaz Aero, was carrying tourists, according to local media. All those on board are presumed to have died. Russian state news agency RIA Novosti said the city emergencies ministry, adding that the helicopter had likely crashed due to poor visibility and bad weather conditions. The wreckage of the previously missing helicopter was discovered from the air, and it is located at an altitude of 900 meters near the place where it was last contacted. The emergency ministers won't tell you. That's, do you know, that is like, I have like recurring nightmares, okay, about helicopters and hot air balloons, okay? I'm telling you, if I'm in a situation where I need to be rescued, right, and they come for me in a hot air balloon, I'm gonna seriously consider just really how bad the situation that I am currently in is, if that makes sense. the thought of it. In fact, oh man, this is mad. 1 second. If I can find this, honestly, this is like, oh yeah, here we go. Oh man. Right, honestly, this gives me anxiety. But we'll get on to this. So, I mean, could you imagine? This is a thing of nightmares for me. Helicopters missed. It's so tragic. And assuming there weren't just so happened to be like 3 or 4 millionaires on there, it just seems like an act of nature. Low visibility, and these things happen, and it's really, really sad when these things happen like this. Because I mean, I'm not being funny. That wreckage is burnt up. Yeah, it's sad. Paula should be coming on. Should be coming on. So should Queenie. We'll see where everybody is today. It's Monday. Everyone's usually a bit of a slow start on Monday. So, okay. So I'm gonna show you this video. This video honestly gives me goddamn anxiety. And this is like a content creator who hires a hot air balloon man. Okay, who does hot air balloon rides. And the freaking content creator was gonna skydive out of the hot air balloon just for laughs. Right now, just in case you don't know, we're about to be educated on why that is a big no-no. Okay, but honest to God, just look at the horizon and his surroundings. It is awful. But listen, can we please like and share? I would very much appreciate some help with the algorithm. That'd be wonderful. Right, wait till you see this.
Stop pushing it. I'm being serious here, man.
I've got thousands.
Dude, I don't give a shit, man.
Okay, I mean, I'm just going to play this without the music. Oh, no. Oh. He takes off his jacket. He's got a parachute on. Look, these dudes are just chilling. Like, this guy here, and these two here are like, they... Oh. No one should be sat down, right? In a it's a wicker basket, mate. Okay? Do you see where this pointer is? Do you see the light coming through the wicker basket? Wicker basket. Oh, God. There's another bit of wicker. All right, just in case you think I'm being over the top here. Okay. All right. This guy is holding on to this guy. Oh, God. No one should be sat down and just in open air with this, like, 3,000 feet. It's too much for me. Like these videos, and then the ones where it's like people, climbing up like cranes and stuff. Also, who's this guy? Is this just another member of the public? Well, I'm telling you, if somebody was trying to jump out of the hot air balloon that I was in, the last thing I'm doing is holding on to them. All right. Seems like he has thought this through. Okay. But I'm telling, do you know what would traumatize me the most, right? Is when if he was to jump out of the balloon, that force of him jumping or pushing off, taking the basket, I don't think I'd ever recover from that. But yeah, the last thing I'd be doing is holding on to him. But this guy handles it really well. Like, you know, goes on to tell him about the fact that they need permits and it's not a good idea. And now this is the equivalent of a hot air balloon emergency descent. Okay. At the slowest pace in the history of the world. So just, this is an hour point, right? So like, if something happens to you in a hot air balloon, right? Like if you have a medical emergency, this is the speed in which you are going to descend. And can we just talk about how it's basically a massive bag with a jet engine /bomb strapped to the bottom of it? It's just not for me. Hot air balloons, spelunking, it's just not for me. So years ago, somebody threatened to start like a charity thing where they were going to try and raise a bunch of money for me to go in a hot air balloon. Because, I mean, how can I be the guy who turns down money for charity? Do you see what I'm saying? But he completely overlooked the fact that if I killed him and went to prison, okay, that's a loophole. All right. So there's been some interesting updates on the Taylor Swift. It's not so much Taylor Swift, but it's the group that was targeting Taylor Swift. So I think they're called ISIS or ISK. Yeah, Islamic State Khorasan, ISK. There we go. So okay, the international influence of Islamic State. There we go. Listen. Do you know what, Maria? Fair play to you. Okay, fair play to you, because no, my brain, I don't even think my body would allow it to happen. I think my brain would see what it is I think I'm about to do, and it would be like, mate, sorry, we're going to shut you down now. And I'd slowly just start, you know the picture of like the evolution of man? I'd be like devolutioning into a fetal position on the ground, and that would be me. I would just lie there until my brain knew anything to do with that hot air balloon was gone. All right. The international influence of the Islamic State of Khorasan, a branch of the Islamic State, has been on the rise. Okay. This group has been linked to numerous attacks and planned attacks in 2024. The highest profile plots include a deadly attack on the concert hall in Moscow, followed by plans to disrupt the Taylor Swift concerts in Austria and twin bombings in Iran. So serious. I mean, you know, it's a pretty spicy little group. Sky News has analyzed the data from the Center for Information Resilience, the CIR, that shows a sharp rise in propaganda produced by the group, which is disseminated in more languages than ever. As the amount of propaganda has increased, reaching audience far beyond Afghanistan's borders, so has the number of international attacks and planned attacks, posing a growing threat in Western security. See, that's interesting. German officials recently said they have foiled planned ISIS-K attacks, and as authorities in the countries remain on high alert. In July, French officials said they uncovered several terrorist plots targeting 2024 Paris Olympics in the weeks leading up to the Games. ISIS-K's propaganda channels had published several posters inciting supporters to attack various locations. Wow! It's kind of serious. This little bunch of little rascals right here. Experts expect this trend to... Experts expect this trend of incitement to continue gaining traction, and the UN has warned of ISK's heightened threat levels across Europe. The group is considered the greatest external terrorist threat to the continent, Vladimir Voronikov, the Undersecretary General for UN's Office of Counterterrorism, said in a briefing in August. On stage in Ed. Okay, yeah, all right. What is this? The Afghan wing of the Islamic State, IS, is commonly known as ISK, ISIS-K, or ISPK, has emerged from the terrorist organization's mostly globally minded affiliate. All right. So this is the attack out in Moscow. CIA has also been observing a general diversification of ISK's media and propaganda. According to Ben Den Braber. Oh. There's somebody walking around called Ben Den. Okay. Head of research for Afghan Witness, the team behind the new data. Recently, especially since the uptick of in propaganda, We're seeing a bigger focus on Central Asia and on Europe, he said. That's interesting as well. Central Asia. Sorry, my head's kind of been blown open by this, if I'm being honest. In addition to targeting its core audience, and because do you think, right? Let's just look at the Southport stabbings for a second, right? Young guy seemed to be a out of the blue attack. We had this group targeting Taylor Swift. Do you think that if the Southport stabbings, if there was any evidence whatsoever of radicalization, right? Do you think that would be withheld from us? Do you think that would be seen by the powers that be as a potential racial inciting of racial outrage? What do you think? Because I'm kind of getting weird vibes now. And then I tell you something else. See, when we talk about ISK, the Islamic State, and these the serious terrorists, and we look at immigration and we look at the age of the men who are coming over and the attacks that are on the increase, and it starts painting a very scary picture. There was a video clip that we played last week from a journalist and former, I think, former Marine, former Armed Sutton, okay? Former Armed Sutton. He went across to Cali and pretended to be someone who wanted to get into the... pretended to be an illegal immigrant, got into the camps, and he said what he really seen out of the males that he was interacting with was 90% fighting age men, right? Now, if you had an enemy, right, that you wanted to destroy, and for centuries it was an impenetrable force, there was no way for you to get there, and then all of a sudden a little patch of armor falls off and there's like a little bare patch of soft underbelly, you would just keep stabbing that patch until your enemy couldn't take it anymore. And I think our policies on immigration is that loss of armor. It's interesting. And again, it's just a theory. You know what I'm saying? We're just talking on the internet here. But yeah. It's kind of spicy. It's on 9%. Oh, Queenie's charging her phone, peeps. Everybody give a big shout out to Queenie. Listen, if you say Queenie's name three times in the side chat, it will summon her. Okay. So also Beetlejuice comes out this week. Just two. Dan is losing her goddamn mind over Beetlejuice 2. Okay. Anybody else excited for Beetlejuice 2? I'm impressed that they've got the proper cast. Okay. Like, if Michael Keaton hadn't been in it, I just want to say you're only... There we go. Lisa, you understood the task. You understood the homework project. MMC, fail. Kaza. Oh, no, Kaza, you did it three times. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Oh, MMC's realized the error of her ways and is now trying to fix it. But that's okay. We'll let her away with it. right. Anyway, let's continue with the fear-mongering. In addition to targeting its core audiences in South and Central Asia, specifically Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, the group has been gradually disseminating media in an increasing number of languages. One recent poster produced by the group's in-house media outlet announced the broadcast of their content in Urdu, adding to the array of languages it already publishes, and including Pashto, Persian, Tajik, Uzbek, Russian, Turkish, Azerbaijani, yeah, English, and Arabic. Azerbaijani. That's a banger of a word. Global ambitions. Okay, ISIS-K first emerged in 2015, where their primary focus was to gain territory in Afghanistan to help establish a caliphate or territory controlled by a single IS ruler. The K in its name refers to Khorasan, the prominent... Is Khorasan not like a place... Where am I... But there's something in Sutton to do with Khorasan that is in our movie, right? It's something. Someone tell me. Someone knows what I'm talking about. A province in Afghanistan that historically encompasses part of the modern-day Iran, Central Asia, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Oh, wow. Some of their propaganda material. Oh, wow. All right. That's a jihad wealth. After U.S. troops pulled out of Afghanistan... Hang on a second. I need to move this because it keeps covering up a little bit. All right. After U.S. troops pulled out of Afghanistan in 2021, the Taliban regained power. The number of attacks and influence by ISK inside the country has been dwindling, according to the date gathered by CR Afghanistan Witness Team. ISK's Telegram post... Fuck. Freaking Telegram, my geez. The group has increased in strength since the U.S. withdrawal and ramped up international operations despite the Taliban's campaign to crack down ISK in Afghanistan. The threat posed by ISK has grown in significant terrorist attacks outside Afghanistan, notably in Moscow, 22nd of March, and with increased threat levels in Europe and other areas, UN Security Council has recently wrote in a report. So, Happel Stadium, after Taylor Swift's 3 concerts in a venue in August were cancelled. Yeah, could you imagine, right, this huge walkway, right? Murrayfield doesn't have a big area like this. I imagine this goes most of the way around the stadium. So could you imagine Taylor Swift, everyone who couldn't get a ticket, all the stalls, all the vendors, because I am telling you now, that strip of pavement would have been the place to be for those 3 days or 2 days that our concerts were meant to be running. That would have been jumping. And the plan, of course, was to set off devices in the crowds, and it just would have been devastating. All right, here we go. Hang on a minute.
Breaking developments now on the situation in Austria. This is following the Taylor Swift concerts that were cancelled following the discovery of an alleged terror plot. The Austrian authorities have...
This guy has psycho eyes, okay? I'm sorry, but these are the eyes of a man who is dwindling under the weight of the secrets he is keeping.
...released an image of one of the suspects, the pixelated face there, but you can see... In both hands, significantly large knives, the serrated backs to both.
I thought the suspects were like 17 and 15. I mean, I'm not saying this couldn't be a 17-year-old.
The long blades. Well, there's been a press conference held by the Federal Minister of the Interior.
That's maybe why they blurred his face.
Gerhard Karner, who says that the terror alert in Austria has been raised to high, the second highest level. That was several months ago. Concerts were the preferred targets of these attackers. 2 arrests made yesterday. An interesting update that the police did not intervene or prevent the Taylor Swift concerts from going ahead, but the organizers decided to cancel those, and the police do respect that.
See, that's interesting as well.
From the Director General of the Public Security.
That's an interesting point as well, that it was Taylor's team that decided to shut down the concerts as opposed to the police. I wonder, does that not sound a bit odd? That seems a bit odd to me.
Security Department, the 19-year-old has been arrested.
19, okay.
He had recently quit his job. He said that he had, I quote, big plans, swore allegiance to Islamic State, and that a 17-year-old, a second arrestee, had broken up with his girlfriend a few days ago. Both suspects had changed their habits, and in the 19-year-old, the main suspect's house, during a search of that, a barrel containing hydrogen peroxide, a potentially potent chemical frequently used in...
Like, you ever heard the terminology of a fertilizer bomb? right? Like, it's quite funny because you think in your head manure, right, or bags of dirt, but it's chemicals. It's chemical-based stuff that is used usually for adjusting pH balance for liquids. It's crazy.
Of bombs was discovered. It's being said by the Austrian authorities the 19-year-old has fully confessed to the charges.
Wow.
No further suspects being sought. That's the...
So a 19-year-old, okay, what the interesting parts out of there have to be the fact that there was a change in their lifestyles.
Targets of these attackers, two arrests made yesterday. An interesting update that the police did not intervene or prevent the Taylor Swift concerts from going ahead. But the organisers decided to cancel those, and the police do respect that. From the Director General of the Public Security Department, the 19-year-old has been arrested. He had recently quit his job. He said that he had, I quote, big plans.
So this guy, the 19-year-old, recently quit his job.
Swore allegiance to Islamic State, and that a 17-year-old, a second arrestee, had broken up with his girlfriend a few days ago. Both suspects had changed.
Change their habits. Okay, so I mean that reeks of radicalization, right? I mean, we can all agree that it all kind of pokes. One second.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
One second. Sorry, everybody. Thank you. So, yep. Put it in your hair. Yep, that's the stuff. That is the stuff. So, you know, ironically, hydroponic shops and hairdresser supply shops are, you know, they work with the police. I mean, I know a guy that had a shop, and he told us stories of when two very suspicious-looking men came in and wanted to buy, like, 20-liter drums of this stuff. And when they were pressed on horticulture, they didn't really seem to know anything about it. And as a result, the police were brought in, and it's wild. It's wild. So here's the thing. So... We've heard a lot about the Islamic State, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all these groups for years. And I'll be honest with you, in the UK, for me, the only real reference I have for an actual terrorist group who had an impact on Scotland and the UK and all of that was the IRA. You know? I don't feel like there was any conspiracy surrounding that. A lot of what the government did was very dodgy. You don't know the history of the IRA and the way they targeted things. It was very much targeting army points, and if they were going to target anything civilian based, they would give a warning. It was very weird. I remember then there was a bombing that went off in a shopping center, and it was later proven that they'd given warning of this going to be happening, and then the government never warned the people or something. It was a whole thing. I think that's right. I think that's right. But that was a that was really the last time I can remember there being a significant impact. We had the bomb on the bus as well. But there's so much, and the one on the train, but there was so much bizarre everything surrounding that. It was yet another one of these trust us from the governments, and I just can't do it. So with this ISK, are we going to start seeing this creation of cells, creation of weapons, weaponized children, weaponized vulnerable individuals? Now you're going to say, hey, that's nothing new, Ron, that's nothing new. But it is something new in a post lockdown world, I think, because I think we're going to see people who were at a very key point of development, who went through that few years, have come out of it now and have gotten to a stage in their life where they are incredibly susceptible to influence. And I think it's scary times. It's scary times to think that our young teens are going to be weaponized against us, allegedly. It's wild. It's scary stuff. Listen, do me a favor. Like and share. Like and share the stream. Okay, so we're going to jump into a bit of serious news now. And it's yet again, kudos to Australia. Australia seemed to have this knack, right, for identifying PDF files and actually seeing a case through, okay? And I know that sounds silly, but if I told you how many of the, like, if you had a weird chart of all the evilest, evil, most evil, evil human beings that have ever existed, how many of them have been taken down by an Australian task force is shockingly high. Shockingly high. Do you know how many traumatized Australian police men and women there are from having to do these investigations? Have you seen the guy that ran Operation Argos that took out the Daisy's Destruction guy? Oh, man. You know he ain't slept since he looked through all that material. We're just going to quickly read over this, because this is the first I've heard of this case, and then I'm going to be doing a bit of a deep dive in Australian individuals like this over on my channel at some point. But have a look at this. This is wild. One of Australia's most prolific PDF files pleads guilty to over 300 offences. And look at this. A former childcare worker accused of being one of Australia's most prolific ever PDF files has pled guilty to all this just horrific stuff. Okay? Look at this guy. Look at this freaking guy. Ashley Paul Griffith, 46, from the Gold Coast, faced 307 charges at a court in Brisbane on Monday. Several victims and their family had gathered in the court for the hearing, according to the broadcaster ABC. It took the judge, Anthony Rafter, more than 2 hours to read out the charges. It took him 2 hours to read out the charges, which are related to around 60 children. Many of the victims were under the age of 12 and were in Griffith's care. I mean, I'm not being funny, right? Oh, I mean, many of the victims were later to police accused Griffiths of being one of the country's worst ever PDF files after the charges against him were made public last year. Griffiths was first arrested in 22 over making this stuff. A year later, he was charged with, whoa! However, some charges were dropped, and ABC reported Monday's charges were related to 16. The offences happened in 12 different locations across Australia, as well as in Pisa, Italy. Griffiths is in custody and will be sentenced later date. The court heard the sentencing can take more than 2 days to give time to read the victim. Wow. They need 2 days to read the victim impact statements. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Australia's child abuse report line is overwhelmed.
We are talking about...
Oh, God. All right, let's learn some horrible facts about this.
It's the first port of call when there are concerns about a child's safety. But the Premier says South Australia's child abuse report line is overwhelmed.
We are talking about thousands upon thousands of notifications that make it literally impossible for child protection to respond to every single one.
One in three South Australian children are reported to the Department of Child Protection by age 10. Under current laws, teachers, doctors and police officers...
One in three?
...must make a report if they suspect a child is at risk of harm. The government wants to lift the reporting threshold, so only suspicions of significant harm need to be notified.
I think it's trying to ensure that the right resources are put at the right event at the right time.
The proposed change would bring SA into line with the rest of the country, but some foster carers say the narrower threshold could deter people from making reports.
This reduction in the number of reports could very possibly result in more children being left in harmful situations.
There is merit in trying to get to as many vulnerable kids as we possibly can, wherever they are. But we can actually do ourselves a disservice through a scale.
I don't really know what this says. Threshold for suspected child raised. I don't know what that means. It must be reports. I mean, they said the reports were, but I think they were they just telling us just how bad the situation was there? I feel like I missed something.
Category approach.
The proposed change is part of a long-awaited overhaul of the state's child protection laws. The government also wants domestic violence recognised as a cause of child harm and to ensure the Health and Community Services Complaints Commissioner can investigate child protection concerns.
It's about ensuring that any complaints relating to the care and protection of children and young people is handled with the utmost professionalism and due diligence.
Public consultation on the proposed changes is open for 1 month.
What? What does that mean? Well, listen, we're going to keep an eye on all of this. Discord message. Hang on a second. One moment, please. All right, nice one. Hang on a second. There's a mistake with the date on part one. It says part one on the 4th. Oh, okay, nice one. Cheers, Kaza. Let me just fix that now, otherwise that ain't getting fixed. Hang on a second, everybody. I've done a boo-boo. So, have I done them? Wait a minute, what have I done? Wait a second, right. So, Moore's part one should be Wednesday. Right, first part one is Wednesday the 4th, right? And then the next one isn't the next. Oh God, what am I doing? The next one shouldn't be until the 11th. Yeah, cheers, guys. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. So. Yeah, not today. It's not today, mate. It's the 11th. What a dumbass. Sorry, everybody. You just need to let me fix this. It'll only take 2 seconds. And then Moore's Murders Part 3. Should be not today. The 18th. Yeah, nice one, Kaz. That's... my G. All right, that's all fixed now. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, too. Oh, yeah, we're killing it today. We are killing it today. Wrong brand. Fabulous. Listen, it's Monday. It's Monday. All right. Listen, it's Monday. So this is one individual I'm going to keep an eye on, see what his sentencing is, and keep an eye on this case. Hang on a second. Ron, is there anything in place to track the victims through life as they tend to procreate? Apologies for potential crisis. I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, I think everywhere is, but a lot of the people who get caught out of Australia look a lot like this guy. You know, they don't look. Well, I guess a lot of them are immigrants, if I'm being honest. But there's quite a lot of locals too. And I'm not saying that there's not a problem with people coming into countries and doing crimes like this. That's not what I'm saying. Of course, there is. So we'll keep an eye on this one because it seems like a bit of a massive case and it needs looked at. Tomorrow, I'm doing a bit of a special show for you guys. One second. So I don't know how many of you know about. Oh, bugger off. About the missing 411 and that whole series. Some of you will know it, some of you won't, but it is one of the most mind-blowing stacks of evidence about the American phenomenon of these missing people. And Dan, she'd never heard of it. She'd never heard of it. And I imagine some of you have never heard of it. I think, is it David Miscavige or something like that is the guy's name that started all this. And he was quite a decorated former law enforcement officer. And he started seeing patterns and these odd disappearances that sort of defy explanation. And sort of moving down the road this year, metaphorically, in time, there's some things that I'd like to touch on because, oh, David Miscavige's Scientology. Hang on a second. David Miscavige. What's his name? David Pallades. Pallades. Oh, wow. All right. Is this guy? All right. I got the first name right. There we go. Yeah, that one right there. Former police officer who's now investigating writing a primary of his books dedicated to proving the reality of Bigfoot and establishing the missing 411 conspiracy theory. You see, the thing is, I don't think I've ever heard him say the word Bigfoot. Okay? Just to kind of put that out there. Want me to do the show today? No, not the Scientology leader. Okay, I got the last name wrong. And you've never heard Elizabeth. Well, let me tell you something. You are going to love this because he started off doing like a tour and writing books. All right. And he would write books about the missing 411 and he would look at cases where he would eliminate a lot of things, you know, so he often found that there was cases where you would have a group of maybe four hikers and they would come to a point where they would turn a corner in the hike and only three people would make it round the corner. And then that person's clothing who vanished would be found like stacked up on a rock miles away. And a lot of kids disappear and then are refound and then some aren't. But the ones that have come back, a couple of them talk about big hairy men that pick them up in the woods and run off with them, right? And it kind of blows your mind. And it went from the books and the tours to him getting a crowdfunded for doing a documentary. And Yeah, I know. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. I apologize. David Pallades. Pallades. Okay. And he started interviewing the families and friends of these people. And obviously, when you go from a book, then to a tour, and then to maybe some podcasts, and then to a full documentary, I think there's two of them now. And it, obviously, you get to see the family members and hear their sides of the stories and all of this. It paints this picture within this very niche category of missing individuals that when you just so happen, right, to look at the map of all of the underground cave systems in America, all of the top sightings of Bigfoot and UFOs, and then all of the places where these people go missing in this niche algorithm that is used for the missing 411 with David Pallades, they all kind of overlap a lot, right? And I wonder if we can see that. Hang on a second. All right, hang on. Let's see what it says. Oh, I can't read. I can't read the what all this means, all right? But these are where the clusters are. Let me see if I can get something that's a little bit more, like, give us some information about what we're looking at here. Oh, is that a better copy? Hang on. This is a much better version of that. Is that? Still can't make out what these all mean. But during the All right, here we go. There we go. Ron is not crazy. There we go. So the top map shows mysterious cases of people vanishing without a trace. The bottom map shows America's largest cave systems. What? Okay, so like, have we got like something like to me, right? I'm just saying. There's something going on, and then the rangers who are in charge of all of these things, the caves, the forests, all of this, none of them are talking, okay? And here's the mad thing. There was no database of missing people in the American woodlands, okay? But a lot of FBI. Now, well, something you might not know about the FBI and missing people, all right? But the FBI apparently only look into missing children cases, okay? And more often than not, when one of these cases happens that falls into the 411 category, Black Hawk helicopters full of feds turn up and areas are locked off, and it gets a little bit Will Smithy, okay? And it's a bit wild. And again, it's how the plot thickens with this. Bigfoot stories, we've heard them all. Missing people stories, we've heard them before. You know, weird things are going on in the woods, we've heard it all before. But when the FBI and then data's not being analyzed and collected properly, and it just gets a bit spicy. And at least once a week, I want to do a show where we're looking into something interesting like this, because this stuff blows my goddamn mind. Listen, Diane, it's just right. And we've got to also consider, right, and if you really want to take the next step into all of this, we need to accept See this cicada. You don't know what the insect cicada is, right? They're those, like, some of the broods only like come to the surface every 17 years. And it kind of gets my tinfoil hat, my cryptid hat, spinning. Because have you ever wondered what else is lurking beneath the earth on maybe like a 2,000 year cycle? Or a 3,000 year cycle? Or do you see what I mean? Like, what really, what else do we not know from a scientific point of view about what goes on our planet? So if we've got animals, per se, that can bend light, right? Like invisible, like the Predator, right? Because a lot of the people that talk about seeing large, hairy beasts, Bigfoot-style things, jumping from trees to trees, but then they'll vanish mid-jump. Yeah, Julie. See, Julie knows. So we need to ask ourselves then, if we've got something jumping from tree to tree that vanishes, we're either talking about something in nature with an ability that we don't know about publicly, or we're talking about technology, right? So it would either be technology that's doing it, or it would be a natural thing. Yeah? Could even throw in dimensional travel if you want. Throw that one in too. But it's kind of like when I talk about the shadow people, the man in the hat, and all of my experiences with that. There's people having the same experience as me. And when you know you're not talking crap, and then you hear stories that, all right, Sharon, we'll throw a bit of that in too. Well, see, this is the thing. I don't know. I mean, I have no, I mean, I've got a good, I mean, to be honest, one theory of mine is it's just lunatics from the future that can travel back in time and are just running about pranking our, you know, dumb primitive man brains, just running about in big suits from the future. That would explain it. I mean, it's not, but I mean, we need to ask ourselves when we look at this map, what? I mean, it is wild. Missing people, cave systems, and it seems to be limestone caves going by the, oh, you can't see that. Underneath here, it's got that green color, and it says limestone caves. And you've got lava caves, which are like the yellow ones up here. But it's interesting that limestone, because this is another thing. We need to, yeah, I love, oh, really? Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope she's okay. Well, he or she, I don't know. Everyone wants to chat. Yeah, I love all the Bigfoot stuff, okay? But it's not about do these things exist. I don't need any more goddamn evidence about things existing, okay? I'm fairly convinced things are existing. But it's looking at repeating factors. And when we look at repeating factors, we start seeing patterns. So for me, my educated guess from looking at this data here is if there is big hairy people grabbing people and disappearing, there's a pretty good chance they're in limestone caves. Okay? Does that make sense? And it's very interesting when you start factoring in odd stories, you know, some lore, some tinfoil hat stuff, and I don't know if you guys remember. Let me just have a look at this. Hang on a second. Okay. Anyone remember this guy? Anyone remember this guy? As many as 60 soldiers and civilians were killed in as extraterrestrial greys armed with plasma guns went toe-to-toe with U.S. Delta forces in so-called Dulce Battle. Anyone remember this? Anyone remember this guy? I'm pretty sure he's dead now. Okay. But in one of his recounts of this story, he talks about the grey aliens, obviously, but he also talks about very large, hairy, Bigfoot-looking like creatures, right? Why do we never consider greys and Bigfoots in the same realm? Because I'll tell you something, they make one hell of a team. Because it's kind of like Pinky and the Brain, right? The greys. If you've got one grey next to a Bigfoot, that is Pinky and the Brain, okay? You've got the muscle, you've got the brain power. I wonder if the greys possibly made themselves a little workforce. Possibly another species. If so,
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
They're bloody Wookiees. I'm just saying. All right? Wookiees. If Bigfoot turn out to be aliens, Wookiees. All right? But why? I feel like the greys look so much more alien-y and scary than a Bigfoot. Do you know what I mean? In our brain, I think we can comprehend big monkey, right? But creepy, big, black-eyed, oval-headed, skinny bastard, that is the alien thing to us, right? But what if there is something going on underground? What if stories like this have some merit to them? What if the Missing 411 puts together stories where people have just vanished? And there's a 411 follow-up that's called 411 The Hunters. And it's about, like, you got to understand, if you're not in America, if you're not in Canada, if you're not in a hunting-rich culture, okay, you kind of have to understand. When people go off on a hunt, especially when it's part of their entire, like I say, their culture, their lifestyle, they're pretty good at doing these things, okay? And they're armed. This is majorly important. They tend to be, okay, in some sort of neon orange clothing, all right, armed. So you would think it would be a lot harder to go after a hunter than a hiker, right? And usually if a hunter is attacked by something, a bear or an animal, there's bits, right? Might not be bits of bone or bits of flesh, but there's usually some clothing. They rarely eat the rifles. Do you know what I'm saying? There tends to be evidence, right? But in these cases, there's not. And again, if it, see if it was a case of this has happened once or twice. What we're talking about, we're talking about the missing 411 piston. It's tomorrow's show, and I'm just sort of going over why I'm doing it. I'm sort of setting the stage, piston. Yeah. So yeah, that's what it is. But I don't really get why this isn't a bigger deal around the world. Is that right? Is that right, mate? Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm very sorry. Yeah, exactly. You'd give it you back at any day. I feel you. I feel you. So for me, I'm excited to go through this with you guys. And I'm excited for you guys to sort of dive into this. It's really one that you can get diving into now because it far expands. The documentaries are great, but there's only so much you can put in a documentary. There's only so much, how many stories will fit in. So go and watch some of his talks and go and sort of familiarize yourself with all of the cases because they are wild. And they will, a lot of you will have your mind blown by this. But again, it's not necessarily the missing people. It's the way it's all been handled. And it's the element of suspicion and the fishiness that you're left with when you start looking into yourself. It's wild. It is wild. Now, I'm possibly going to be putting up a couple of extra streams over the next couple of days for everyone. And we've got the new Wednesday series starting this week with Break the Ice, our good pal Luke. We are starting a 3-week Wednesday night series all on the Moors murders. Then tomorrow night we have the next episode of the McCann theories about the Tapas 7, specifically, hang on a second. Where's my thing? There we go. Specifically, David Payne. I forgot the guy's name. That's myself and John Wedger. Then Thursday, we have Crime Theory, where we're diving back into the Lucy Letby case. That's myself and John Wedger. And Friday, we have A Royal Mess. In between that, there is an absolute banger of a podcast coming out with Sean. Yeah, here we go. Hang on. Yeah, let me get you a view on this because I'm pretty sure this is Thursday. This one comes out. I'm pretty sure it's Thursday. But this one's honest to God, wild.
He's walking down the street. She started mouthing at him. And I've just thought, no, don't mouth at him. And then she's gone and smacked him, hasn't she? And I've just seen this look in his eye, just like, I can't even explain, just pure evil. And I've thought, okay. Anyway, this is about, at this point now, there's a mass brawl. There's her fighting him, him trying to fight her, the guy sticking up for the girl. And I've gone to go back in to see, because the kids are there. So my little boy's asleep at this point. And I've seen a knife on the floor and I've thought, what the hell? That who's got that there? Who's brought that there? It can only be him. So I thought, he's going to kill me. If he gets up from this fight, he's going to kill me. So I've just grabbed the knife. And I've just gone. I've just stabbed him. I'm just stabbing. And then my friend obviously somehow has got in the way and I've stabbed him. I'm just in a mass rage. Something's come over me, I don't know what, and I've thought, oh my God, what are you doing? I've ran back in the house, I've put the knife in the sink. By this time, he's had a chance to get up, he's ran to the British Legion, Working Men's Club, Next thing I know, Harm police have come. Get on the effing ground. Get on the ground. So I'm put my head, hands behind my head. I'm on the ground at this point with a gun to me. And all I'm thinking is, what have you done? My little boy's woken up. He's come. And he's seen me. They've got the baby, but his head's come out, but the cord's wrapped around his neck.
Oh, no.
Not once, but four flipping times. Four times. So he's blue.
No.
Yeah, the baby's blue.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
What's going through your head now?
Well, he's dead. I'm thinking
he's dead.
Dead, yeah. I mean, there was another baby killer that came up to me. She'd stuffed socks in the baby's mouth. Yeah, killed the baby. There's a knife on the side, so I've grabbed the knife. I've said to him, I'm going to juck you up in a minute if you carry on doing that. He's then grabbed the knife off me, start slashing his throat. I've gone screaming. He's then dropped the knife. My mum's in the corner on her own, like literally in a heap on the floor.
Wild. Like, it was one of those, when I was editing the trailer and editing all this together, it's just such an extreme story. So make sure you guys are ready for that. And it is the 3rd. Oh, that's tomorrow. Oh, it's tomorrow. That's tomorrow, guys. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. That is after Wedger and I do McCann's. That's what it is. So I do believe, now that I think about it, tomorrow night will be slightly earlier. Yes. So I need to just change the time of that. So we're going to start tomorrow at 7 instead of 8. And that gives us plenty of time before Gemma's story, because honest to God, it is going to be, I think a lot of you are going to be impacted by her story. If I'm being perfectly honest, it's a powerful one. So listen, I just want you all to know how fabulous you are. Okay. It's Monday. I've got a lot of stuff that I need to go and get ready for the channel. There's a lot of stuff coming. Sean has been all over the place doing new interviews, and So I myself, I'm going to be doing a live stream this week talking about this new project, We Are Monsters, and getting some of the ARG elements that can be spoken about introduced to you guys. I've casted one of the characters, and we're going to be sort of putting together the first few elements of it all, and I'm excited. So listen, stay tuned. I will see you possibly later this evening. I don't know. I'm not making any promises. And I just want to say thank you all for coming and hanging out with me every day. It means the world. I feel that too. It almost happened this Friday, but it sold out. Bronwyn, you are very welcome. Also, how would you feel about me starting this earlier, like at 11? Let's try that this week. Maybe Thursday, Friday, I'll start this at 11. And we'll see how we do. And we do more of like a morning, late morning vibe. But listen, thank you all for being here. Please like and subscribe and share, do all that stuff. If you just hear creators say that and you never do it, understand just how much you impact the success of all of this. Your comments, your likes, your shares, your all of it. It means the world. So please, if you can, do all those things. Do it on all the devices in your freaking house. It would mean the world to me. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for coming today and for being here. And I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.